At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE-certified expert technicians nationally. So if you're looking for car service that's got your back on the road, choose the place that treats every car like their own and every customer like family. Don't wait any longer. Call your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and book your next appointment today.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Pat Leahy in the Irish Times writes that the government is to introduce a tax on vacant properties in the September budget, which is likely to take effect next year. The Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, has announced. However, data published on Wednesday by the Revenue Commissioner show that the number of vacant properties in the state is significantly lower than was suggested by the results in the recent census. Mr. Donoghue said that the government would introduce a tax on habitable vacant properties in the budget, adding that he hoped it would come into operation next year. He would not be drawn on the level at which the tax would be levied, but said it was not intended as a revenue-raising measure, but rather one intended to bring unused properties back into use. The Irish Independent has a story about the quarterly bulletin of the Central Bank of Ireland, which sees inflation easing as domestic economic growth slows down. New forecasts say that the rate of price rises could reach 10% over the summer before falling back in the autumn. And we'll be speaking live to Mark Cassidy about this very shortly. The Irish Examiner writes that the British financial markets were braced for more political uncertainty, with investors keen to see if the new Chancellor of the Exchequer, if he's still in his job, loosens the purse strings, and wondering whether Prime Minister Boris Johnson will survive an exodus of support. Sterling dropped to more than a two-year lows against the dollar, but British shares climbed. Some analysts attributed the gains to hopes for more public spending, but the rise in share prices was in line with gains across the broader markets and following big falls on Tuesday. UK stocks, which fell heavily on Tuesday, along with the wider market sell-off, rose on Wednesday. And we'll be speaking to Alan Breen about this in the markets later in the programme. And finally, in the London Times, it writes that France plans a full nationalisation of EDF in an attempt to help the state electricity giant overcome a crisis linked to spiralling debt, falling revenue and an energy price cap, the French Prime Minister said yesterday, laying out her government's legislative programme before the French National Assembly, Assemblée Nationale. Elisabeth Borne said the state would take a 100% stake in the group, which is already building two new reactors in the UK nearby, actually.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.